أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم توليتم من بعد ذلك فلولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لكنتم من الخاسرين. In the previous ayat we read where the Bani Israel had asked for guidance, a book, a kitab of guidance, how to make Allah's ibadat, how to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Consequently, Allah Ta'ala gave them the Torah, but when certain commands of the Torah were against their natural desires, their nafs, then they refused to accept it. For that, Allah Ta'ala, having that they had accepted Iman already, now it was compulsory for them to follow the Torah, and when they refused, Allah Ta'ala made the Mount Tur be placed just above their heads and forced them to accept it. At that time they willingly accepted to follow the Torah. After this, after they had accepted, Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فِرْتُمْ پھر گئے اس کے بعد. Even after that, after they had witnessed the Mount Tur right above their heads and they had accepted to follow willingly at that time, but then still they broke again the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And they went against that promise they had made to Allah Ta'ala. This was the Bani Israel. The Jews have always been like this. But Allah Ta'ala in His love and His kindness, and He had made them the chosen people of that time. Allah Ta'ala says, still we showed our mercy upon you in spite of all this. In here we learn we should never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. No matter what gunas a person has committed, these were the worst gunas. These people, they slaughtered the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam in public arenas, in front of all the people. What guna can be worse than that? Every type of guna they committed, but Allah still gave them a chance. So a person who is in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is the most beloved ummah of all the ummah. So yeah, we should never ever lose hope. We should also think when Allah out of His sheer mercy put us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we should appreciate it and live up to this great ni'mat which Allah has given us. Perchance we break the laws of Allah, we must never ever lose hope. This ummah is a very special ummah. So that also we should keep in mind. So consequently Allah says, فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. So agar na hota Allah ka fazal tum par aur uski mehrbani. And had it not been for the fazal of Allah Ta'ala, the fazal, the kindness, the graces, those special mercies of Allah which we do not deserve, without deserving, which Allah gives, that is the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, wa rahmatuhu, and also the rahmat of Allah, Allah's mercy which knows no limits and no bounds. Because of that mercy, that fazl and that rahmat of Allah, Allah says, had it not been there, lakuntum min al khasirin, to zarurtum tabah ho jate, then definitely you should have been destroyed completely. That after committing so much of sin, we still gave you hope. And that is for that in the Jews, and till in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and till today also. That if you believe in the Quran Sharif, you believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I have kept my doors of Tawbah open, Allah Ta'ala says. And if you will believe, then my fadl, my rahmat will be with you. And I have left open their doors. And till today this is the case, and consequently we find also still there are Jews and other people also who bring Iman, who believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, people who are the most worst enemies of Islam also. People who na'udhu billah made cartoons of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they also made Tawbah and they also accepted Islam. So the doors of Allah's rahmat are wide open. So for us who are in the ummah, whatever sins we might have committed, make sincere Tawbah. And this is up to the time of mort. If a person doesn't make tawbah and he dies in that condition, the Jews, if they don't bring Iman, Islam, and they die like that, then of course in the Akhirat there will be that eternal gloom and punishment in the fire of Jahannam. For us also, Allah has opened the doors of His Rahmat and opened them very wide. And it is for us to turn to Allah Ta'ala, and as taught in this ayat also, the Fadl and the Rahmat of Allah. We should take the wasta of these two attributes, these two sifats of Allah. O Allah, by that Fadl and that Rahmat of yours, that you save a person from gloom, you, O Allah, save us also. Save us from eternal destruction of this world and the year after. And the very same two qualities Allah Ta'ala also mentioned, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Many of us are perplexed that I just can't give up my gunas. My gunas keep on coming back to me, and I keep on committing gunas for tazkiyah, for the spiritual rectification and purification of oneself. Allah Ta'ala says also that by the Fadl and the Rahmat of Allah, Allah will purify you. So we should ask Allah Ta'ala, O Allah, by these two special qualities of yours, your Fadl and your Rahmat, give us complete purification of our soul, that we don't we have sincerity, we have humility in us, all the qualities of Iman, O Allah, you bless us with them, and all the qualities of Kufr and Shirk, pride, haughtiness, greediness, miserliness, all those qualities, remove them from us completely. So if we do, and also in that, the love of Deen, the love of Akhirat, the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and remove from us the love of this dunya, following our lust and our desire, our passions and our nafs, remove that from us. And we ask of all that by that Fadl and that Rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, and definitely Allah Ta'ala will purify us. So in this ayat, Allah is speaking to the Bani Israel directly, that they were the ones who broke Allah's laws so much, but yet Allah till now, till today, and till the mort of a person, till Qiyamah, Allah has left the doors of Tawbah open. Turn to Allah Ta'ala in sincerity, and you will find the mercies of Allah, and you will find your eternal pleasure then in Jannah. And if not, may Allah protect us. A person dies in this condition, and if he dies without Iman, then he has to go into Jahannam, the worst type of punishment which a person can't even imagine, and forever and ever. So Allah Ta'ala has given us also this Quran to guide us. The Quran Sharif, we should also take lesson from it and make our lives accordingly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.